In a world where Mike Malloy has the night off, and Brad Friedman is the only voice you hear on your radio. It's Friday the 13th. Nightmare on Malloy Street.
Yes,
rated
it is.
GOP 17. Right-wingers not admitted without an adult.
Right-wingers without an adult? What happened there? What happened, Tony? You see, Friday the 13th strikes again. Everything falls apart. Glad you could join us, Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, all-around swell fellow occupying your public airwaves. Broadcasting from the left coast tonight, live from Los Angeles, actually a beautiful downtown Burbank, as we like to say. And my thanks again to Shano and Kenny Pick for those awesome Friday the 13th Nightmare on Malloy Street bumpers. If only Tony could learn how to play them without screwing up. Selling you out, aren't I? Yeah, that's what I do. We're going to get back to your calls in a little bit at 877-520-1150. And so far, no right-wingers calling in. I don't understand why. I thought they would you know, tell me how there's all this voter fraud that needs to be stopped, that we need photo ID for. Oh, I'm going to be talking about James O'Keefe this hour, too. My pal. Is he still out of jail? Yeah, for now. Okay, but we've got some breaking news, some very exciting news that I want to get to right now. Oh, and you can stop by the BradBlog.com chat room, and you can tweet me at the Brad Blog. Okay, all the business done. Cool. Let's go to good. We got him here, Graham Zielinski, the spokesperson for the Wisconsin State Democratic Party, joins us with some I think some pretty exciting news about what's going on in the recall Scott Walker effort, which really began, I think, in earnest just about a year ago. Now, we've been covering this thing when Walker immediately started with his anti-union stuff, and the folks in Wisconsin stood up for themselves, made noise, and the fight continues as they attempt to unseat Scott Walker, the Republican governor, in a recall. And the deadline, the 60-day deadline, is coming up. I think it's Sunday. But because it's a Sunday, they don't have to turn in their signatures. Monday is a holiday. I think I've got it right. It's Martin Luther King Day. So the 60 days ends on Tuesday. Will the Democrats come in with enough signatures to put Scott Walker on the ballot? Let's find out with Graham Zielinski, spokesperson for the Democratic Party. Hey, Graham, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me. And you're right. Monday's still a holiday here. They haven't changed it to Stonewall Jackson Day here.
haven't.
They might.
It could happen any time. They'll just ram that through without anybody, no public meetings in advance.
Robert E. Lee Day. Yeah, Robert E. Lee Day, whatever they do in Virginia to spit on MLK Day. I wouldn't put it past them here.
But so far, it's still MLK Day on Monday. So Tuesday, January 17, is now the deadline, 60 days you guys have had to get over a half a million signatures to recall Scott Walker. Do you guys, are you going to come up with those numbers to turn in Tuesday? Did you get all the signatures that are going to be needed?
Well, there's a couple of points. The signatures we need are 540,208 valid signatures. That number has never been reached in Wisconsin in any kind of petition drive. Scott Walker, his political machine, tried recalling the previous Democratic governor not once but twice. They didn't even get, I don't think they got 10,000 signatures.
Really?
So this is and Scott Walker came to office himself in Milwaukee County, where I live, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Colorado or Iowa or something. But he came into being here in Milwaukee because of a recall election. So total that we're going to have ready on Tuesday, the last day to actually sign a petition is tomorrow. All our offices are going dark all around the state tonight. The last day we're going to actually collect them is Monday. People can drop them off at our field office we have going on in Madison. But when we go there to the Government Accountability Board, we said we'd get an internal number of 720,000, which we think is beyond any challenge, beyond any buffer The governor's tried to demean the process by suggesting that there's some kind of fraud, even though we haven't submitted a single signature. So we believe that we are on track to hit that 720,000 number and trigger the recall, not just of Scott Walker, but also of his Michelle Bachmann wannabe lieutenant governor.
Rebecca Cleefish.
Who compares gay people to furniture. And not kidding. And also four Republican senators. One of those efforts, amazingly, against the Senate Majority Leader, did all their work without a single drop of help from the party. We devoted our resources to three other races, and just by sheer will, the grassroots effort there triggered the recall of one of Scott Walker's main henchmen here in Wisconsin.
That's Scott Fitzgerald, right?
There's two of them.
Two brothers.
I get them mixed up. They're these short little guys, these short little angry red-faced guys.
Right.
One of them is running for Senate, and one of them they wear platform shoes.
Right.
I get them mixed up. They're not from here either. They're from Illinois, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But which is a big deal up here, but may not matter, you know, where you are. But these are more folks who are foreign to Wisconsin and brought this politics that's foreign to Wisconsin. So one of the Fitzgeralds we recalled, I forget which one. The other one's running for the U.S. Senate.
Right.
I think it's
I want to say Scott Fitzgerald. We had last time one of the Fitzgeralds, but he's the Senate Majority Leader, right? And a very
one of them. Yeah, and their dad runs the police. I think.
Right.
Their brother Shemp runs the DPI. I don't know, you know, all the things that they I don't know what the Fitzgeralds get into. They're a strange little bunch.
All right. So you got enough signatures to get even him on the up for recall?
That's what the recall committee announced today. That's what their committee, and there's these can I say badasses?
Sure.
They're these badasses up there in pretty red country.
Yeah.
That were working against such long odds. And again, we're fighting so many fights. I think they've said that they recognize that we weren't able to help them because we had to put our resources in these other places. But they today announced that they have the signatures to trigger even a recall there.
That
tells you the feeling here. And one thing you should know, I was just listening just a couple hours ago. The governor was poo-pooing the numbers. I think he seemed to suggest that we wouldn't do it, or that 500,000 signatures wasn't a big deal in a little state like Wisconsin.
Oh.
It's an enormous deal. There's a reason it's never been done before. It's historic.
It's huge. And so you're saying, speaking with Graham Zielinski, spokesperson for the Wisconsin State Democratic Party, you needed 540,000 valid signatures. You're going to be turning in on Tuesday. You'll be meeting the goal that you guys had of not just 540,000, but 720,000 signatures.
Well, that's what we're hoping. I'm not confirming a thing.
Okay.
We're taking nothing for granted because we have a data processing process that's going to happen. I'm heading up there in the morning at a secure location. We know that there's been tons of Republican shenanigans.
Yes.
Over the course of this, all sorts of intimidation, all sorts of anger when they see their side losing.
They've been shoving
old ladies and
violence, beating up people, death threats.
Yeah.
We've been covering that for months here. Yep.
Yeah. And look, I'll be honest. We didn't hype that, and we knew it was going on, and we've been recording it, and we've been preparing affidavits. We didn't want to let them win and shut down the process by brute force. And so we have deliberately not been as shining the spotlight on it as much as you have, because we didn't want it to become the kind of freak show that Scott Walker wanted. It's been a very orderly process, other than a bunch of bad apples. But I can't deny that there has been a coordinated attempt by these Tea Party thugs and by others to intimidate people exercising their democracy, exercising their rights.
Yep.
The worst one to me was when they went after some African Americans in the central city of Milwaukee, this group that's just like your James O'Keefe friend, this racist group funded by Virginia Strangio. It's called Media Trackers. It's one of these fake news organizations or fake watchdogs.
Right.
They went in and shoved cameras in the faces of African Americans who were voting or who were signing petitions, and then went to the media suggesting that they were somehow underage because they didn't look the way they wanted them to look. And these we had to track them down and figure out that these women were of age, and then they libeled and slandered the volunteer that was collecting the petitions, suggesting he had done something wrong. He had to withstand all sorts of right-wing slander and libel over several days. And again, they went after a vulnerable population. And now the same group that was involved in voter caging, a voter caging scheme, if you're not familiar with, is a way to suppress votes, voters by kicking them off the roll by sending them bad pieces of mail.
Yep.
That same group that's involved in a voter caging scheme, which is Scott Walker's cat's paw, admitted to coordinating with the Republican Party and Reince Priebus when he was chair here. That group is now going to be involved in some kind of recall integrity center. So these thugs, this despicable group that calls itself the Grandsons of Liberty, that has up and down its leadership people with rap sheets a mile long for, you know, for wife beating and for being drunks and rage heads, this group is going to try to insert itself into our process here now, even at the late date, try to suggest that there's fraud. Now, thanks for letting me give me a line here. So what they're really trying to do, and what Scott Walker is trying to do, is delay.
Yep.
If the election were held today, a cabbage would win.
You think so? All right. Well, listen, Graham, hang on. Can you hang on through the break? Because
yeah,
I have some questions. Because I want to ask you about this lawsuit that they're trying to pull off here. It's unbelievable.
Sure, sure.
All right. Speaking with Graham Zielinski from the Wisconsin State Democratic Party about this the recall effort. They needed 540,000 signatures, and when you guys announced this effort, by the way, with a goal of getting 9,000 a day, I'm thinking, no way are they going to be able to get 9,000 signatures a day in Wisconsin. But it looks like they in the middle of winter. But it looks like they may have gotten that much and more to get not just Governor Walker on the ballot, but his lieutenant governor Rebecca Clefish and four GOP senators as well on the ballot. So I got some more questions for Graham Zielinski coming up after this. Our shout out tonight to the grassroots North Shore organized the folks who organized the campaign on Milwaukee's North Shore. They're partying tonight, celebrating the upcoming recall of Scott Walker. Have fun out there tonight, guys. Looks like it's going to be a fun couple of weeks here. Brad, in for Malloy. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's Friday the 13th. This is your nightmare on Malloy Street. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Glad you could join us. We're speaking with Graham Zielinski on this Friday the 13th. Not a nightmare at all up in Wisconsin, where I think they're pretty jubilant tonight, as it looks like they're going to turn in all of the needed signatures and then some for the recalls of Governor Scott Walker, his Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish, and four Republican state senators next Tuesday, right after the Monday holiday. Incredibly, 720,000 signatures. That was their goal. We'll see if they get it. All they needed was more than 540,000. And, of course, the Republicans up there have already been screaming, fraud, fraud. They've got Mickey Mouse. They've got Adolf Hitler on there. Well, of course, no, they don't. But Graham Zielinski of the State Democratic Party joins us here. Graham, you guys have a pretty thorough process. You're already putting all of those names into a database to check for duplicates and everything else before you turn them in, correct?
Well, let's make some points here.
Yeah.
Scott Walker was involved in several recall efforts, mm-hmm. including against Senator Russ Feingold, against Senator Herb Kolb, against the former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. His political machine actually launched two recalls against Jim Doyle, which I don't think got 10,000 signatures.
Mm-hmm.
So the process was just fine back then, way back then. You go on the Wayback Machine, the process for processing the signatures, collecting the signatures, basically has been in place for almost a century.
Right.
The reformers that put recall into our laws in the 1920s, the progressives contemplated a lot of stuff, and there was a lot of remedies available to Scott Walker and all the parties involved. But all of a sudden, they've come up with all these novel new frames, and one of the biggest frames they've done, and they've done it using the right-wing media echo machine, funded by the same people that are funding Scott Walker, the Koch brothers.
My pals, the Koch brothers, yeah.
Your pals at the Koch brothers.
Yeah.
they have created this narrative when we haven't submitted a single damn signature.
Right.
We haven't submitted one. So there is no fraud because there have been no signatures submitted. So what has happened now is the right-wing squawk brigade here in Wisconsin is aided and abetted by some of the biggest media companies in the state have been using these frantic tones to talk about fraud, and Mickey Mouse and Adolf Hitler. Now, let's look back. When the Republicans were trying to recall Democrats in the summer, they were the ones that were caught forging names. They brought in these out-of-state road agents to collect signatures, and they were paid per signature to collect against Democrats. They couldn't get actual people to go out there in these districts and collect signatures against our good Democratic senators, all who won re-election.
They had to throw out thousands of signatures fraudulent.
Yep. That were fraudulent, that were obvious forgeries. A Democratic assemblyman, his dad's name was forged. The problem was his dad was been dead for 10 years. So,
right.
So look, I mean, I think they complain a little too much. I think, like I said before, the only thing left for Scott Walker right now is to delay. And this is part of that effort. What you're going to see next, the next step isn't going to be let's get a candidate. And that will the next step is a blizzard of legal maneuvering by Scott Walker using all this money. He's put $6 million on the air, he and his pals, to try to rehab his image, and it hasn't changed a single poll. In fact, he's gotten even worse in some polls.
Graham, hang on. I ran along the previous segment. Can you stick around for one more quick segment after
sure.
the news break here? All right.
Yeah, the Bucks are getting killed. I don't need to go anywhere.
You don't have to watch. Good. Stay put. Right. Graham Zielinski of the Wisconsin State Democratic Party, Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Malloy Street continues. Stay with us.
It's Friday the 13th. And Mike Malloy is nowhere to be found. This is Nightmare on Malloy Street.
The whole thing is just a dream.
With Brad Friedman.
Make it stop! Oh, the nightmare continues. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com. My thanks again to our pals Shano and Kenny Pick for the great work on their Nightmare on Malloy Street bumpers there. Another minute or two, and then we're going to go to your calls. 877-520-1150. I also do need to talk about my pal James O'Keefe here, speaking of nightmares. But just a few more minutes here, because I had a couple of quick questions I want to hit with Graham Zielinski of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. They're prepared, it looks like, on Tuesday to turn in hundreds and thousands of signatures, finally, at the end of this 60-day period, to recall Scott Walker once and for all, to get him on the ballot, along with his lieutenant governor and four Republican state senators. It's a remarkable story. Okay, Graham, they have been doing all manner of things. They've been there's been arrests. Folks have been arrested after beating up signature gatherers, sending them death threats, destroying petitions, burning, scratching them out, defacing them. All kinds of fraud, stuff that would be called voter fraud if it was reversed and Republicans thought Democrats were doing it. And of course, they would just make it up. And they've already done that. They've, you know, you've got Rush Limbaugh going on air saying, Adolf Hitler and Mickey Mouse are signing petitions to get Scott Walker, all, you know, stuff and nonsense. But now you've got Scott Walker going to court. They've changed the laws in Wisconsin. It used to be that the parties wanted to go to court, they had to go in Dane County, which is not right-wing like, say, Waukesha County, where Scott Walker and the Republican Party have now brought this lawsuit challenging this entire process. All of a sudden, this process that Scott Walker himself has used time and again, now he says, oh, the process isn't fair. And they found a Waukesha judge who said, who agreed with him, and not only agreed with him, but when the Democrats, when you guys tried to intervene in this lawsuit to be a party to it, they said, no, you were not welcome to be a party to it. And now the Democrats have appealed that decision. Now, is there going to be a hearing? Has a hearing yet been scheduled by the Court of Appeal on that emergency stay that the Democratic Party has filed to stop this these shenanigans by Scott Walker to try to stop the recall?
I'm not sure that we'll be on that appeal, but one thing is clear. We're going to fight for the rights of all these petitioners who signed. That's whose rights are in jeopardy. Hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites called this election. They wanted it called. Scott Walker wants to put that in jeopardy. And this judge you're talking about is a former Republican state senator
yep.
who served as a character witness for another Republican elected official who was convicted of crimes. So this is an in-the-pocket judge who the Republicans went venue shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Look, bottom line, if Scott Walker's the next greatest thing since sliced bread, put him before the public. If he's so great, if his reforms are great, if kicking 30,000 kids off of Badger Care in time for Christmas is so great, if all these things are so great, let the people of Wisconsin vote on it. And don't hide behind the skirts of some Republican judges. Don't hide behind the skirts of some claims of fraud. Go ahead and be the he-man that you guys claim to be. And put your Eagle Scout in front of the electorate.
So at best he can at best they can try to delay this process.
Yeah.
If they're successful, maybe it'll be delayed at best. But this is going to happen. And what is the time?
Yeah. Scott Walker and Rebecca Clayfish themselves have said this is inevitable. So any challenges to this are merely to buy him time to raise unlimited sleazy corporate cash. He was just down in Texas with his biggest contributor, the Swift Boat Tower, who is like Vietnam veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all that this is time to get money, shake down. We hear that Las Vegas, that Adelson guy is going to write a big millions-dollar check to him.
Oh,
so,
really?
He's putting his filthy little hands in Wisconsin.
I'll tell you what, Graham. When I did I broke a story over the summer at Bradblog.com and at Mother Jones about these the Koch brothers, their secret meeting out in Colorado, and had audio tapes of inside these summer seminars, and we did a piece at Mother Jones. Gavin Aronson did a sort of a sidebar piece looking at all of the people who Charles Koch had announced, who had thanked for giving more than $1 million, and we sort of detailed who these people were, and about half of them in this room in Colorado with the Koch brothers, about half of them had given tens of thousands of dollars to the Wisconsin effort, the Supreme Court effort backing David Prosser. I mean, this is not just a Wisconsin effort. These Republicans across the nation are behind what is going on in Wisconsin.
Leave us alone. They're making us a petri dish for all this weird stuff. I mean, this isn't the Wisconsin anybody recognizes. These are programs. These are institutions that were built up in a bipartisan fashion. Tommy Thompson built up about half the programs that Scott Walker's tearing down now, which is why they detest each other, by the way.
The former Republican governor. All right, Graham, let me get real quick, just a couple of quick questions here. Will the Republicans' polling place photo ID restrictions be in place for these recall elections, as far as you know?
They're supposed to be in effect. Many of the provisions are supposed to be in effect right now. So, and we've been doing a lot of education mm-hmm. along with our outreach here. So,
okay.
I think voter suppression is here for the immediate future.
That's not going to be good. I'm quite concerned about that, and I'm also concerned about the Democratic Party overseeing the election, you know, to avoid the concerns that we had in that Supreme Court election last spring between Joanne Kloppenburg and David Prosser. Do you guys have a good election integrity effort? Not one of those fake ones, not none of these voter integrity. I know the voters are doing fine, but election integrity to make sure paper ballots, chain of custody, and so forth is all overseen.
No, we were not involved in that election. We did not coordinate at all with that election. We sat that one out. We are going to aggressively defend our rights here, and we know the dirty tricks that they're capable of. One thing that, I mean, you mentioned all this intimidation stuff. All these dirty tricks start at the top. The signals that Scott Walker sent when he was willing to put troublemakers and incite violence in peaceful crowds. He said he was willing to lie to senators to get them to come back to Wisconsin. The dirty tricks start at the top. Scott Walker has been running crooked campaigns and dirty campaigns and his campaigns his whole life. So it stands to reason that the dirty tricks and the messages about the kind of dishonesty you could use to win an election would start at the top right here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and they have been, and we've been covering a lot of it at bradblog.com. They are playing dirty, so hopefully you guys, you clearly had the effort to get all these signatures. Now let's hope you get the effort to not just get out the vote, but to get out and watch the vote. Graham Zielinski, before I let you go, someone has a quick question for you. You mind taking a quick call here?
Sure, no problem.
All right, Bruce in Santa Paula, California. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. Bruce, what's your question for Graham Zielinski?
You alluded to the out-of-state paid signature gatherers that were the Republicans were using earlier last year. I just hope that, and in other states as well, that you guys, when you finally get a Democratic governor in there, that you outlaw paid signature gathering completely. What I've seen in Wisconsin is what recall should be. It's people upset, people getting out and working to accomplish a goal. And
yes.
No paid signature gathers, and there's no earthly reason why anybody should be paid to gather signatures.
And, Bruce, you're in California. You know how these paid signature operators
terrible.
Work.
It's terrible.
It really is. Thanks for that call, Bruce.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, so if anybody anywhere else in the country, that you know, do the same damn thing.
Yeah, appreciate it. Right. Graham, have you guys had to pay signature gatherers from out of state or from anywhere else?
No,
or is this all?
Our movement is homegrown, and Scott Walker wants people to believe otherwise. I should note that one of the Republican signature gatherers was a violent felon who had drugged his victim, and he went on to commit a crime at Lambeau Field, which is, you know, sacred holy ground here in Wisconsin. So Scott Walker's defenders paid a violent felon to go and desecrate our holy of holies here in Wisconsin. So I'm all for banning. I think our party would be all for banning paid signatures. We have a homegrown movement here. We have at least 30,000 volunteers who did hundreds of thousands of work hours to make this happen. So this is a people-powered movement. And if anybody wants to help, they can go to recallwalkerhq.com and look at the opportunities for you to help from afar here.
Recallwalkerhq.com. Very quickly, earliest date that this election will be held if things move forward?
Well, again, if you look at the statutes, it should be held in May. But again, the Republicans are trying to delay and delay. But the sooner the better. Go ahead.
So it could be as early as May, more likely June or July at this rate, depending on how they can stall it as long as possible.
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right, Graham, good luck, brother. It's going to get ugly out there, but, man, the way the people have stood up in Wisconsin, in the Badger State, is just the pride of the nation. So thank you, Wisconsin. Thank you for showing us all what it's like when people stand up and fight for their government. We the people standing up, man, it's just been impressive and an object lesson for the entire country. So thank you, Graham. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Yes, thank you. Keep us in your prayers if you do that, or go to Recall Walker HQ if you don't.
Very good. RecallWalkerHQ.com, I think. Graham Zielinski from the Republican Party. Democratic Party. I got to get this straight. Okay, your phone calls next, 877-520-1150. Brad in for Mike Malloy. Stay with us. The nightmare continues. It's Friday the 13th. Nightmare on Molloy Street. Brad Friedman in for Mike Molloy. Brad of bradblog.com. Glad you could join us here tonight. Our phone numbers are 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. Right-wingers go to the top of the line, and I was about to go to Billy, who was going to give me some hell about photo ID or something, but he left. Billy from Texas. And what happened to... No, he had Hack in Texas, too. Trouble with the phone lines in Dallas? I don't know what's going on. All right, 877-520-1150. Next hour, nothing but your calls and maybe a visit from Desi Doyen. Oh, do we have a Friday the 13th tune for Desi Doyen, our producer? Yeah, is that nearby, Tony? Can you see that? See, he's never ready for this. So, you found it there? Yeah, go ahead, play it.
No one should be alone in a nightmare. That's why Desi Doyen is pulling the strings.
Pull the string! Pull the string!
So, Desi will be joining us maybe in the next hour to pull the strings here on the Mike Molloy Show. 877-520-1150. This James O'Keefe jackass is out with another phony video trying to create a problem that doesn't exist concerning voter fraud. In-person voter fraud. Which, of course... doesn't happen. It doesn't happen, certainly not in New Hampshire, where they are ticked off at James O'Keefe, who his little conspirators went in, claimed, you know, found people who had died recently, so they hadn't been removed from the rolls yet. He goes in, has these guys ask for ballots in the names of these people, and what? Commits voter fraud at the New Hampshire primary to prove that voter fraud exists, which it doesn't. And now even the Republican mayor of Manchester is ticked off, told New Hampshire union leader that James O'Keefe and his co-conspirators, quote, should be arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Nashua City Clerk, and that's a Republican, by the way, Republican mayor, Nashua City Clerk Paul Bergeron was on MSNBC yesterday, I believe, with Al Sharpton, who asked if O'Keefe's little scammer boys broke the law in obtaining ballots with the names of these recently deceased people.
Well, in my belief, they did, and certainly I know the Attorney General's office is investigating the matter. These people went up to the checklist table and presented themselves as being people that they were not, and our election laws state that anyone who poses as a different individual as to their qualifications as a voter has committed a crime in our election laws and they're subject to a civil penalty of up to $5,000. They took physical possession of the ballots, and that to me shows that they were acting in an illegal manner.
Yeah, they were acting in an illegal manner. Yes, they committed voter fraud. Yes, it appears that they broke both New Hampshire law and possibly federal law. And aside from the election code in both New Hampshire and federal, it looks like they have broke the wiretap law, too. Again, a law that James O'Keefe ought to be very familiar with, since he had to plead guilty to a crime down in in Louisiana, where he was caught in a wiretap plot in a U.S. senator's office, James O'Keefe was. And he's now facing a lawsuit out here in California from an Acorn worker in San Diego who also had his privacy violated by James O'Keefe's secret audio and videotaping. Punk. The Nashua, New Hampshire city clerk, Paul Bergeron, who was on MSNBC, he said that there has only been one case of voter fraud out of millions of votes, more than 3 million votes cast in New Hampshire since 2000. The way Sharpton put it is that they had one case. So with these dozen cases that James O'Keefe has now pulled off, they increased it by 1,200% in New Hampshire.
Yeah, you don't prove that there's been voter fraud by committing it yourself. He's establishing an activity that creates a voter fraud situation, and it's his own activity that should be looked at and prosecuted.
Yes, it should have been looked at and prosecuted long ago. I love the quote from election law expert Rick Hassan, who said, well, what's James O'Keefe going to do next? Rob a bank with a toy gun to show us that that can be done too? God, he's a jackass. All right, let me play one or two more. I know I got folks hanging on the line, but I'm going to come up to a break here. So you guys, if you're on the line, if you can, please hang on. I'd like to talk to all of you and more at 877-520-1150 after the break. After 12 years as city clerk, did Paul Bergeron, the Nashua city clerk in New Hampshire, think that voter fraud is actually a problem in the state?
I have not seen enough instances of any voter fraud in the state. I know that the Attorney General's office investigates any claims of voter fraud and have not found any to be of substance.
No, there is none. None of substance. None at all. There is no voter fraud going on of any substance at the polling place. That's not how it's done. Ask the Republican Secretary of State of Indiana, where they instituted the first photo ID restriction law. Ask him how voter fraud is done, because he did it. He's facing three counts of voter fraud himself, the Secretary of State, the chief election official in the state of Indiana, who a judge has ordered removed from office due to his own voter fraud that was not stopped by Indiana's photo ID restrictions. Photo ID restrictions are meant for nothing more than to suppress the votes of the elderly, of the minorities, of the students. In other words, those folks who tend to vote Democratic. Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org pointed out at Bradblog in response to my article on O'Keefe. She said, and for those who like to do math, with 247,000 votes in the New Hampshire Republican primary, you'd need to recruit, persuade, and pay 2,470 different people all over the state to walk into polling places and impersonate dead people. And if you did that, you'd be able to tamper with the vote by 1%. Nobody does it other than jackasses like James O'Keefe and Andrew Breitbart and all of their little buddies. Brother. Brad in for Malloy. Give us a call. We'll be back.